Hold up.
WeOP-talk.com.
Many online magazines and newspapers now stop readers posting anonymous comments. Should people be allowed to post anonymously in the comments section?
Or should they have to use their real names?
So, Richard, what is the problem with people posting anonymously?
The problem is trolls. People going onto these comment section and attempting to disrupt the online discussion and putting very, very negative, often very aggressive, malicious comments.
And sometimes just off-topic comments, just to throw the whole discussion out the window.
But they're often very, very aggressive and have led to people being harassed and even suicides.
Yeah, and an increasing amount of animosity in the comment sections and lies as well. Well, a lot of newspaper editors has just decided it's just too much.
Yes, and of course the problem is that people can just say all these things and they get away with it because they could be anybody and they're not giving their real names.
And they're not accountable for what they're saying.
Exactly.
So people have been posting anonymously since the beginning. And you can see why that is. I mean, freedom of expression, number one.
Well, exactly. People, if they're posting anonymously, they can speak more freely. If they've got a problem with their job, perhaps.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. I mean, people are going to be much more open to making comments on controversial topics about personal relationships or about their work or about political views.
Well, interestingly, you mention political views because obviously the very basic legal right, when you make your vote anonymously, don't you?
You have a legal right to speak anonymously as well.
Yes, but at the end of the day, it doesn't seem to be working.
So, some people say you should now use your real names. And the advantages of that include a better quality of conversation.
Yes, if you use your real name, you're more likely to think much more carefully about what you say. And perhaps you show more respect.
And perhaps also, Richard, maybe it'd be a bit more interesting as well.
And you'd have to back up what you say as well, if it's in your own name.
Yeah. And usually the comments are far more appropriate as well.
But again, using your real name, there are disadvantages to that as well, aren't there?
The Huffington Post, who 2 years ago decided to stop people posting anonymously, the first repercussion was, of course, far fewer commenters.
People are less likely to make comments if they have to do it in their real name.
Yeah, people are less likely to open up. So it's a difficult topic, isn't it, Richard? Weighing up the right to say what you like anonymously. And this awful, aggressive, you know.
Yes, I must admit, I think the anonymous thing, there are more negatives about having to be anonymous than positives about giving your real name.
But should people be allowed to say inappropriate, nasty comments in the comments section and get away with it?
Yes, it's a huge area. And there are other questions that we could be asking. For instance, simply why people are doing it. And also, I'm sure there are other possible solutions, but that will have to wait for another podcast.